Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
This is Ray Pillow with the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Mind. still love someone I've known a long, long time. I still love someone I've known a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, there's the great George Jones for you. My little mother asked me to play that song tonight, and I love that one. Of course, what a great song written by Mel Tillis and sung by the great George Jones. And also play that for Brother Randy Hines tonight. He said that was top shelf country music. I'm not going to argue with you, Randy. I'm not going to argue with you. The Possum for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show. For Benny Fred Kothman down in Menard, Texas, here's Leon Rausch.
Especially if I strung it out over several years. The first first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69.
Yes, can you play Texas Love by Tammy Harris, please?
I can sure do it for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. There's Tammy Harris doing one called Texas and Tennessee. Texas Love in Tennessee for you tonight on the Hits Radio program. Here's Claude Gray, the Tall Texan. This one going out to Ed tonight. Here's one called I'll Just Have a Cup of Coffee.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Thought that I'd just drop by and let you know that I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll cause you no more sorrow. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to. Won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you, I know. I'll just have a cup of coffee and I'll go. By a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way you used to be here in my arms.
All the great Claude Gray, I'll just have a cup of coffee and then I'll go. I think sometimes the Lord does things for us, and it was so ironic. Earlier this year, we were working a date up in the great state of Ohio, and we had to go up through Illinois and do another show, and we happened to just go through the place that Claude Gray, the town that Claude Gray was living, which was so ironic, a little town there in south of Chicago, Illinois. And so I knew Claude wasn't doing well, and I called, and so we went over, Daryl McCall and I went over and spent some time with Claude Gray, and 2 days later he made his journey up to heaven. So I was thankful that we had that time with him before he left. What a great singer, what a great legend in this business, Claude Gray. And that was his first million-selling song called I'll Just Have a Cup of Coffee and Then I'll Go.
know it's waiting in my own backyard. And I'm heading home for Texas once again. And tonight, somewhere out in Texas,
this is Loretta Lynn, thanking everyone in the heart of Texas for listening to Tracy Pitcock and KNEL FM 95.3. Don't touch that dial.
When you're too pooped to kiss me, well, the bottle will have to to do. Then I come home a-drinking to a worn-out wife like you. Yes, I come home a-drinking to a worn-out wife like you. Seems like you never want to do the things I like to do. Each time I try to hold you, you're asleep before I do. So I come home a-drinking to a worn-out wife like you. So I come home a-drinking to a worn-out wife like you.
Here's music for you from J. Lee Webb. Well, first you heard Loretta doing Don't Come Home a-Drinkin', and then the answer to Don't Come Home a-Drinkin', which was done by her her brother, J. Lee Webb, and I Come Home a-Drinkin'. A lot of talent in that family. At one time, there were four people in the family that had recording contracts. Of course, Loretta, J. Lee Webb, Peggy Sue, and Crystal Gayle. All four of them had recording contracts and were making records and staying out on the road in one family. That's pretty good. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com.
Tracy, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling great tonight.
That's good. Hey, can you play Big John by Jimmy Dean?
I sure can.
And Mel McDaniel, Louisiana Saturday Night, I think is the name of it.
Yeah, I'll sure do it for you.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. In the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. Slip off to bed, have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. And you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen. And a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big Bad John. And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John. Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Big Bad John. Big Bad John.
Foot, but Mel Tillis, I'll do it for you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Here's a little story my daddy used to tell me, and I think it's one of the reasons why I stutter today. I was about 4 or 5 years old when he told me this, and it's about the three little rabbits, and there were three of them. And their name were Foot and Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot. And they lived beside a garden. And they had eat up just about everything in the garden, and what was left was were older carrots, and they was getting a little pithy. And old Foot-Foot-Foot, he decided to go and look for a new garden. So old Foot-Foot-Foot, he said goodbye to Foot-Foot and Foot. And Foot-Foot, they said goodbye to Foot-Foot-Foot. So old Foot-Foot-Foot, he hopped off, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and hopped. And he hopped and he hopped and he hopped. And in the meantime, old Foot had eaten one of them pithy carrots and got sick. And he was scared. You know, he got real bilious. And old Foot, he told Foot-Foot, he said, Foot-Foot, he said, "Will you go and find Foot-Foot-Foot?" He said, "I'm sick." And Foot-Foot, he said to Foot, he said, "Foot," he said, "what's wrong with you?" And Foot-Foot, he said, "I think I got a hold of a bad carrot." And he said, "I'm sick and I don't feel good and I'm afraid I'm going to die." So old Foot-Foot, he said goodbye to Foot. And old Foot-Foot, he said goodbye, Foot. And Foot said goodbye, Foot-Foot. And Foot-Foot, he hopped and hopped and hopped and he 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 hopped. And he finally found old Foot-Foot-Foot. Old Foot-Foot, he said to Foot-Foot-Foot, he said, "Hi, Foot-Foot-Foot." And Foot-Foot-Foot said to Foot-Foot, he said, "Hi, Foot-Foot." He said, what's the matter with you? He said, "Nothing's the matter with me, Foot-Foot-Foot." And Foot-Foot, he said to Foot-Foot-Foot, he said, "Foot sick." And Foot-Foot-Foot said to Foot-Foot, said Foot-Foot, he said, "What's wrong with Foot?" He said, "He got a hold of a bad carrot, and he doesn't feel good. He's bilious, and he thinks he's going to die." Foot-Foot-Foot, he said to Foot-Foot, he said, "Oh, Foot-Foot," he said, "a foot will be all right." He said, "You go back, and if he gets any worse," he said, "you take him to see one of them, a foot doctor." So old Foot-Foot, he said goodbye to Foot-Foot-Foot, and Foot-Foot, he hopped and 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 he got back there where Foot was supposed to be, and Foot was there, but Foot had died. All 4 feet was sticking up in there. And it scared old Footfoot so bad, too, because he had a bite of the same carrot. And he hopped 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 and he found old Footfoot a foot. And how many feet did I say that time? He found old Footfoot foot. And Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said Footfoot. And Footfoot said, what is it, Footfoot? And Footfoot said, Foot has died. And he said, I feel like I'm going to die too because I had a bite of the same carrot. And Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said, Footfoot, he said, you can't die. He said, we got 1 foot in the grave already.
Before you, and it's a long ways from heaven to the world that you're living in. Norma Jean had a great version of that song many years ago, but of course Amber sings it the fire out of it too. Amber Digby will be with Justin Trevino for the New Year's Eve celebration here in Brady. We'll have Tony Booth and Justin working on December the 30th, and Amber Digby and Justin doing New Year's Eve with us. And Charla, my darling wife Charla, told me that there was a couple from Massachusetts that actually bought tickets this week that they're flying in just to come and see Amber. And that's really neat. Good to hear that. And glad to have them with us to celebrate New Year's Eve. Glad to have everybody with us to celebrate anything, right? Don't forget to check out our website at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com, and you'll see a list of all of our upcoming shows that we have here in the heart of Texas and beyond. So always looking forward to that. We have got one from Mr. Cal Smith coming out tonight. Cal, of course, one of the Ernest Tubb Texas Troubadour members when he first started in this business, and then became a big hit with a song called Country Bumpkin. The request I had tonight from Cal Smith was a song that he recorded and did very well with after Country Bumpkin. And I think Frank Robinson wrote this, if I remember correctly. Here's one called I Found Someone of My Own.
this morning, and while I was having my coffee, my woman came in and sat down by my side. With tears in her eyes, she said, "I've a confession to make." Said, "Woman, speak what's on your mind." She said, "I found somebody new to take your place." I said, "Don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own. Those lonely nights when you left me all alone. Oh, my new love would call and comfort me on the telephone." And I said, "Darling, if that's the way it's gotta be, the table. I reached down and wiped the tears from her face. I put out my cigarette, turned and walked away.
Down the mountainside, me
Here's one called A Mountain of Love. My cousin Alvin Pitcox and Jane used to request that song often. They love Charlie Pride's version of Mountain of Love. Good to hear from Reverie tonight. She's tuned in with us, and Reverie coordinates all of our museum volunteers and does such a great job with that, and puts up with me on a near daily basis. And she wanted to hear this song from Dotsy and Tony Booth. Here's one called When Two Worlds Collide. Written by Bill Anderson.
Your world was so different from mine, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried.
We both reached for heaven, but ours weren't the same. That's what happened.
To play Picture by George Jones for Michael from Salem.
A Picture of Me Without You?
Yes.
I'll do it for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Imagine a world where no music was playing. And think of a church with nobody praying. If you've ever looked up at a sky with no blue, then you've seen
so fine. It must be from heaven, this music I hear. When your lips say I love you, in waltz time, my dear, there must be a power much higher than I, a writer of love songs way up in the sky, the maker of the angels he wrote just for you.
Much better than that. Joe Paul Nichols and Daryl McCall with the one called The Waltz of the Angels. Stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show. Here's Hank.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.